This is Alcohol Mastery. My name is Kevin O'Hara, and today I'm going to be talking about the 14th of the Johns Hopkins 20 questions to test out if you're an alcoholic. Before we start, if you want to click the button over here, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, get all the updates of all the videos that are going to come up over the next few weeks. This question is probably one of the more relevant questions, and it's as relevant today as it was back in the 1930s when these questions were written. And it basically has a lot to do with whether you're putting your livelihood on the line because you want to have a drink. Whether you've got a job or you run your own business, if you're drinking, you can shag the whole lot up. You can really put yourself into a lot of trouble. For instance, if you've got a job, you can lose your job through not turning up for work, turning up late all the time, or even when you're at work, you're not really there, you're doing a sloppy job. Definitely from where I am now, when I look back at all the missed opportunities that I've had over my business, I've always owned my own business, so I could never get sacked, but I've lost loads of customers through it, and I've definitely driven one business into the ground because of drinking. It's very easy to, to lose sight of the reality of things when you're running your own business. You have no backup like that. You have no one to really say to you, this is what you're doing wrong, except your customers. And when your customers know that you're doing something wrong, they just don't call you back. They'll let you finish the job off and you won't get another call from them. And it's one of the things that I've really learned in business is that it's a lot cheaper to keep the customers that you already have than to try and get new ones all the time. The good news is that it's never too late to start again. It's never too late to quit what you're doing while you're ahead. And even if you have to start everything over again, it means that you're starting with a fresh slate. You're starting and you can move onwards and you can move upwards, which is exactly what I'm doing. I haven't had a drink in almost 12 weeks and I'm feeling great. I really am. Everything seems to be coming out the way I want it. Everything seems to be moving forward. And there'll be no more drinks, so I won't be going backwards anymore, that's for sure, So that was the 14th question of the Johns Hopkins 20 questions. Click on the link down below and it'll take you to the website where you can have a look at the post that accompanies this article. Also, if you want to subscribe to the channel, click the button there. Leave a comment on the website or here on YouTube. Love to hear your opinions on the post or on the general stuff that we're doing on the web. My name's Kevin O'Hara. This is Alcohol Mastery. Onwards and upwards.